Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, no, tenth canto, chapter 8. Text 31, Lord Krishna shows the universal form. The Lord Krishna said, Balya Lila, childhood pastimes. So in this chapter, it's showing its universal form to his mother. And of course, this universal form is different from the one which Arjuna saw on the battle of Kurukshetra. So, text 31 is the Lord's naughty activities. The gopis, they were complaining to Mother Yashoda about what Krishna has been doing. Dastriyani Vosate Kurute Mayana Dini Bastao Steyo Payae Virachita Krittehe Supratiko Yataste Itam Stribe Sa Bhaya Nayana Sri Mukalokini Bhi Vyakya Tata Prahasita Mukhi Na He Upalabdum Aicha Evan. In this way, that's the naughty activities, posate, in a neat and clean place, kurute, sometimes does, mayana dinim, passing stool and urine. Vastao, in our houses. Steyaupai, and by inventing different devices to steal butter and milk. Virachita Kriti is very expert. Supatika is now sitting down like a very good, well-behaved child. Yata Asti, while staying here, itam, all these topics of conversation, stribi, by the gopis. Okay. Sabaya Nayanam. Just now sitting there with fearful eyes. Sri Mukha. Such a beautiful face. Alokinibi. By the gopis who were enjoying the pleasure of seeing. Biata Alta. And why complaining against him before Mother Yashoda? Prasita Mukhi, they were smiling and enjoying. Now, not He indeed upalabdun to chastise and threaten. Rather, she enjoyed how Krishna was sitting there as a very good boy. I chant, she desired. Translation and purpose by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. When Krishna is caught in his naughty activities, the master of the house will say to him, "Oh, you are a thief," and artificially express anger at Krishna. Krishna will then reply, "I am not a thief, you are a thief." Sometimes, being angry, Krishna passes urine and stool in a neat, clean place in our houses. But now, our dear friend Yashoda, this expert thief is sitting before you like a very good boy. Sometimes, all the gopis will look at Krishna sitting there, his eyes fearful, so that his mother will not chastise him. And when they saw Krishna's beautiful face, instead of chastising him, they will simply look upon his face and enjoy transcendental bliss. Mother Yashoda would mildly smile at all this fun, and she would not want to chastise her blessed transcendental child. Purport. Krishna's business in the neighborhood was not only to steal, but sometimes to pass stool and urine in a neat, clean house. When caught by the master of the house, Krishna would chastise him, saying, "You are a thief." Aside from being a thief in his childhood affairs, Krishna acted as an expert thief when he was young, by attracting young girls and enjoying them in the residence. This is Krishna's business. He is also violent as a killer of many demons. Although modern people like nonviolence and other such brilliant activities, God, the absolute truth, being always the same, is good in any activities. Even so-called immoral activities like stealing, killing, and violence. Krishna is always pure, and he is always the supreme absolute truth. Krishna may do anything supposedly abominable in material life, yet still he is attractive. Therefore, his name is Krishna, meaning all attractive. This is the platform on which transcendental loving affairs and service are exchanged. Because of the features of Krishna's face, the mothers were so attracted that they could not chastise him. Instead of chastising him, they smiled and enjoyed hearing of Krishna's activities. Thus, the gopis remained satisfied, and Krishna enjoyed their happiness. Therefore, another name of Krishna is Gopijana Vallabha, because he invented such activities to please the gopis. Gurave Gurachandaya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tabhaktaya Namo Namo Agyana Trimindasya Ganangana Salakaya Chaksu Sumitan Yenatasma Sri Gurave Namo Nama Amo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Patala Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinanami. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gorubhani Pujayini. Nevisisa Sunyavadi Pashta Distarini. Vancha Kapa Turbiyascha Kripa Sunyi Pocha Paritana. Pavana Bhyo Vashna Bhyo Namo Namaha. Evan Dastyani Ushati Kruti Miyanadi Nivastav. Shreyo Payavira Chita Kriti Supratiko Yatashti. Itan Sribi Sabayana Yana Sri Mukalo Kini Bihi. Vyakya Tata Prahasita Moki Nayi Upalabhinai Chet. When Krishna is caught in his naughty activities, the master of the house will say to him, "Oh, you are a thief," and artificially expressing anger at Krishna. Krishna will then reply, "I'm not a thief, you are a thief." Sometimes, being angry, Krishna passes urine and stool in a neat, clean place in our houses. But now, our dear friend Yashoda, this expert thief is sitting before you like a very good boy. Sometimes, all the gopis will look at Krishna sitting there, his fearful eye, his eyes, fearful, so that his mother will not chastise him. And when they saw Krishna's beautiful face, instead of chastising him, they will simply look upon his face and enjoy transcendental bliss. Mother Yashoda will mildly smile at all this fun, and she would not want to chastise a blessed transcendental child. So the neighborhood ladies, they've come to lodge complain with Mother Yashoda about the naughty activities of Krishna. They complain that yes, Krishna, he comes to our house and steal everything, steal the butters, steal the yogurts, and this, he will steal them, he will feed them to, after him, not only will he feed himself, his friend, he will also feed the monkeys, you know. And when the monkeys are full, their belly is completely full, and sometimes Krishna will punch a hole in the pot. And sometimes he will break the pot. And sometimes, if he doesn't find what he's looking for, like if he doesn't find the yogurt, the butters, and all that in the house, so Krishna will, he will pass urine and stool in a very clean place, especially the place that is meant for worship. He said that Krishna will pass urine and pass stool and all that. And sometimes we just, sometimes we get angry and then we pinch the small babies. We pinch them so that they can be crying like this. So in this way, the gopis, the elderly gopis, they were complaining to Mother Yashoda that this is what, your child, your boy has been doing. So that time Krishna was about 2 years old. This is his Bal Lila. His Balya Lila. It was Jas is a little girl to Kijas, Krishna Balaram Kijas, Samson Kijas. So this is Krishna's childhood activities. And the normally, we all know about what we call terrible twos when they are 2 years old. We know how terrible they can be. They are very, very naughty. So Krishna was not exception. So when he was around this age, 2 years old, he was highly naughty. Basically, he would terrorize the whole neighborhood. And of course, when we say terrorize the whole neighborhood, this doesn't mean to give the neighborhood, to give them misery. It's actually meant to give them pleasure, to give them transcendental bliss. Because Krishna, he appeared in Vrindavan to drown his devotees in the ocean of transcendental bliss. So therefore, he performed all these wonderful activities, which are very exceptional, so that his devotees, they will be absorbed in the transcendental ocean of happiness. Even though all these, you know, different elderly gopis who are coming to complete Mother Yashoda, that this is what Krishna is doing, this is what he's doing, you know, and all that. He's stealing and all that. And so they tell Mother Yashoda that they should, you know, try to restrain your boy so that he doesn't continue doing this. So they will come this way to complete Mother Yashoda. And the Mother Yashoda will say, okay, let me see what I can do about it. And then Mother Yashoda will try to instruct Krishna that whatever you go, everything is here in our house. Why do you have to go outside? Everything is here. All the butter, the best of butter, the milk, the best, the topmost quality, everything is here in our house. Why do you have to go outside? So Krishna will say, okay, I will not go back to the neighborhood. I will not go back to the houses. Now, it so happened that when the ladies, every day they actually waiting for Krishna to come. And they enjoying seeing him going in a, you know, in a very crooked way, just so that he can steal the pot, he can steal the butter, steal the yogurt. So they enjoying this. So when they don't see Krishna coming to their house, because they had completed Mother Yashoda, if they don't see Krishna coming, so they will go to Mother Yashoda, that is Krishna okay? Is he sick or something? You know. So they become worried that how come Krishna is not coming today? So maybe he's sick or something. So they become full of anxiety, asking Mother Yashoda if Krishna is sick or something. You see. So this is the all these transcendental activities of the Lord. And of course, mentioned that when the master of the house, when he catch hold of Krishna, caught him, and then the master of the house will try to rebuke him that, oh, you are a thief, you know. Stealing the butters, you know. He said, you are a thief. And then Krishna will reply, no, I'm not a thief. You are a thief. So in a sense, in the absolute truth, Krishna is the owner of everything. Upanishad said, Isava Shaidan Savan, Yakki Chanjagatya Jagan, Tena Kya Tena Bunjita, Magrida, Kasashivdana, that everything is owned by the Supreme Lord. Everybody in this world has simply given a particular quota, but everything is owned by him. Whatever we can see, whatever we can think, it's all owned by the Lord. So therefore, if you assume that something belongs to us, we are the thief, not Krishna. Things belong to him. So when Krishna is, you know, replying to the person who had caught him, when the person is accusing him that, oh, you are a thief, and Krishna said, no, I'm not a thief, you are the thief. So even though this is very transcendental humor, of course, it's a transcendental humor, but at the same time also, there is the absolute considerations here. The absolute consideration is there. Now, as explained by various acharyas, not such activities as passing stool or passing urine, these are considered to be like impure activities. That has it that Krishna is passing stool and passing urine. It's been explained in the scriptures that such activities, he mentioned here, Jagat Jana Maladvansi Sravanas Miti Kirtana Mala Multi Di Raita Punya Sloka Iti Smitha. This is a quotation from Vishnu Purana. It says that the Punya Slokas, Punya means the auspicious activities, Punya. The Punya Sloka, those whose fame is pure, are defined as being devoid of impurities, urine, and so forth. Remembering, recollecting, and glorifying such persons destroy the impurities of people in the universe. So I mentioned that the Punya Slokam is, he said that those persons, just by remembering them, by, you know, talking about them, it purifies one of all impurities of the materialistic existence. So it's a, so there cannot be consideration of impurity like urine or like stool or things like that. So it's mentioned that the Atta Krishnas, Charamas, Cha, Kricha, Saicho, Parantapa, that afterward, O scorcher of foes, O killer of enemy, Krishna and Rama, by whom purity was effected. So which means Krishna, he is the source of all purity. So he is the source of all purity, Krishna himself. So it's not that, okay, by Krishna's passing urine or passing stool, it contaminates the particular atmosphere, especially in a worshipful, in a worship place. So there is a quotation by, which was, this was mentioned, this was said by Rukmini Devi. She said, Tuas masuro mana kakesha pinanda manta mamsasti rakta krimi vich kapa pita patam jiva chavan bhajati kantamati vimu yate padabja makarandan ajigrati sri. Is she said, a foolish woman, one who is not smelling the fragrance of the honey of your lotus feet, serves a living corpse, which is covered by skin, facial hair, body hair, nails and head hair, and which inwardly consists of flesh, bones, blood, worms, mucus, bile, hair, etc., while thinking it is her beloved. So Rukmini, she's saying that any woman who is not relishing the transcendental form of Krishna and serving somebody else, so such a person is simply serving a living corpse. This is the description of the comparison of Rukmini. So Krishna, so there cannot be consideration of him that, okay, passing stool and passing urine. This is actually, as Srila Vishnu Chakravarti said, that this is just another form of affection. Actually, there is a conversation which Mother Yashoda had with the gopis who have come to complain to him. This composition, this is from the Gopai Chambu by Srila Jiva Goswami. So they have come to the house and complaining. So they say, your son is always mischievous. That your son is always mischievous. Somebody should actually reply, oh, critic, what has he done? So Mother Yashoda is telling that, oh, you are simply a critic. What has he done? And then the gopis reply, he wonders about releasing the cards. And then Mother Yashoda reply, he is your friend. He does it to help you out. So why are you complaining that Krishna is releasing the cards? No, because he's your friend, so he's simply trying to help you out. He releases the cups at the wrong time. This brings us great unhappiness. And then Mother Yashoda reply, why will you do this? Who will do this if he did not have a reason? So therefore, Krishna is doing this because he has a reason. So why are you blaming him? Vina nidanam krute swaminin krushana kim iva krute bamine. Oh queen, he does this without any reason. So then Mother Yashoda replied, noble lady, why do you not angrily scold him? So if he's doing this, why are you not scolding him? And then the lady replied, when I scold him, he laughs at me. He laughs at me when I scold him. Then Mother Yashoda replied, then splash water at him. Splash water on him. That will stop. And then there's a complaint. He stands on a chair or other object to reach my supply of milk. The Mother Yashoda replied, then keep your milk very high so he cannot reach it. Durachidra kalayati patre atre streyam paramhiya ruchitam agen babam katam edam ruchitam. And then she complained, he steals my delicious food and eats it. The Mother Yashoda angrily said, oh foolish woman, why do you leave the food out in plain view that Krishna has to come and steal it? And then there's a complaint, when he cannot reach the pot because it is too high, he finds a way to poke a hole in it. Then Mother Yashoda replied, oh noble lady, how can he be clever enough to do all these things? And then the ladies reply, he is very intelligent. The Mother Yashoda said, I say, it is not possible. He is only a child. And then the lady said, he is the guru of all thieves. He is the guru of all thieves. Then Mother Yashoda said, it is not true. It is all a lie. Then the lady said, he knows all my hiding places. The Mother Yashoda said, your dark closet does not frighten him. How much do you think he can eat by himself? And then the lady said, my closet is useless. The effulgence of his body lights up the darkness. The Mother Yashoda said, then I shall anoint his body with dark cosmetics. That will cover the effulgence. I shall do this in your presence. You watch as I do it. So there's a lot of this complaining which has been done by the, you know, by the elderly ladies of how Krishna comes about, steals the butter, steals the milk, also make the baby cry and all that. Just like every morning we, you know, in our prayer, because the accusation that Krishna is coming, Krishna is a thief, Krishna is coming to steal. It's like what Krishna is stealing, you know. And I appreciate that Ravana Tankara Makana Taskara Gopi Jana Vashtrahari Brajira Rakara Gopa Vrindavala Gopa Vrindapala Chitari Bansidhari, that yes, Krishna is known as Makana Taskara, the butter thief, but what's he, or the Vashtrahari, the stealer of the clothes of the gopis, you know, it is a pastime where Krishna take away the clothes of the gopi. However, it was mentioned that Krishna, he returns all the clothes, but he stole the hearts of the gopis. He stole their heart. It's called chitacho. Chitacho. So which means, if you are fortunate enough that Krishna is able to steal your heart, so what else can be desirable in this world? Whereas we are, you know, we are very, very much, our heart has been taken over by Maya. You know, so instead of thinking of Krishna, we can only think of Maya, material energy. But Brijabha says, their heart is completely taken over by Krishna. There was one particular episode when Srimati Radharani, she was, there was a news which was given to her. The news was that Krishna is leaving Vrindavan. Krishna has been taken away by Akrura. So somebody gave that news to her. And Radharani said, I don't think that is possible. I don't think this is possible. Because within my heart is a big golden throne within my heart. And Krishna is sitting there, resplendent within my heart. So how can you say that, is there, how can you say that Krishna is being taken away by Akura? That's impossible. So, Brijabhasi, so Krishna is in their heart, just like they are in the heart of Krishna. Krishna is completely taken over their heart. So there's no question of stealing, but transcendental pastimes of Krishna's stealing, this is to give the devotees to make them absorb in the transcendental bliss. Because when devotees talk this way, they find themselves completely taken away from this material world. Out of this material world. Now, there is a very wonderful song, prayer, which was made by Bibi Mangal Thakur about addressing the best of all thieves, addressing the supreme thief, is Krishna himself. So after this, I will sing it. See if I can get the right tone. This is Churastakam. Is any good singer here? Because my voice is not so great. Churastakam, very beautiful prayer of addressing a thief, you know. Braje prasidam abanita choron gopagana nacha dukula choron aneka jama jita pada choron chora gagayam purushanamami siradikaya hridayasya choron navabuddha shamala kanti choron padasitana cha samasta choron chora gagayam purushanamami. So this is addressing the supreme thief, that I offer my pranam to that foremost of thieves, who is famous in Braja as a butter thief, and who steals the gopis' clothes, and who, for those who take shelter of him, steals the sins which have accrued, which have accumulated over many, many lifetimes. You can see. So who can be the best thief? That person who steals the sins which has been accumulated from millions and millions of lifetimes. So Krishna, if you take shelter of him, Krishna will steal away all your sins. This is mentioned here. He said, I offer my pranam to the foremost of thieves who steals Srimati Radhika's heart, who steals the dark luster of a fresh rain cloud, and who steals all the sins and sufferings of those who take shelter at his feet. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful prayer. Akinchana kritya padashitam yam karoti bikshumpati geyahinam kenapayo bishana chora idri distashu tobana jagatrayepi yadayana api aradiyasesham yuripasarana pipasarasim ashayarupo nanu chora idri Maya Kadapi. He turns his surrendered devotees into paupers and wandering homeless beggars. Oh, such a fearsome thief has never been seen or heard of in all the three worlds. Normally, when you become Christian devotees, it takes away everything from you. That's why it's called Hari. Hari means one who takes away. You know, just like we say Chitta Hari. Chitta Hari means the stealer of the heart. Takes away everything from you. So which means by becoming devotees, it turns you into pauper, into a poor person, a mendicant, a beggar. But of course, it turns you into a beggar. Beggar of what? It's a beggar of prem. Not that you're begging for some materialistic wealth. No, it turns you into a beggar of prem. So this is the situation here. So therefore, such a fearsome thief has never been seen or heard of in all the three worlds. So normally that's why the devotees of Krishna are very, very rare. Normally people will normally worship Narayan, you know, Lakshmi Narayan, than worship Radha Krishna. So there are more temples of Narayan or more temples of Lord Shiva than there are temples of Lord Krishna. Because once you take shelter of Krishna and Krishna accepts you, you will never be the same, because you will lose interest in anything material. And then you start crying out to Krishna, "Hey Radhe, hey Krishna, hey Bajade, Biki Chalalinte, hey Nanda Suno Kuta, where are you, Krishna, where are you?" You know, "Hey Nanda Suno, son of Nandamara, where are you?" And start running all over the forest of Vrindavan. That's what you become if you actually take shelter of Krishna. So, they say, by mere utterance of his name, purges one of a mountain of sins. Such an astonishingly wonderful thief I have never seen or heard of anywhere. Just by utter his name, all your mountains of sins can be eradicated. Just by calling Krishna, 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 all your sins is eradicated. So therefore, the poet is saying that such a wonderful thief I never seen or heard of anywhere. Danam chanma nam cha tatendriyani panam charitva mama sabameva palaya se kuta dito dachora tam bhakti dana simaya niruda chena sigoran yama pasabandham bina sibe mam baba pasabandham chena si sava sasa samasta bandham naiva mano bhakta kitantu bandham. Oh thief, having stolen my wealth, my honor, my senses, my life, and my everything, where can you run to? I have caught you with the rope of my devotion. So therefore, you've taken away everything from me, my honor, my senses, my life, my everything. Now, how can you run anywhere? Because I've caught you with the rope of my devotion. So, even though it's just like when Mother Yashoda, she bind Krishna, she bind him. So why being bound by Krishna? And then there are two huge trees, Arjuna trees, big trees. So Krishna, he pulled the mortar, hulka, that it was tied to, and he pulled it, and he used that to fell these two trees, and then two persons came out, Manigriva and Nalakuvera. So Krishna liberated these two persons who had been there in this tree for thousands of years because they were caused by Narada Muni. Now Krishna, if he was able to liberate these two persons in the, you know, But he was unable to liberate himself. He was unable to free himself from being bound by Mother Yashoda. And he was unable to free himself. Why? Because Mother Yashoda, she bound Krishna with rope of affection, with love. She bound Krishna with rope of love, rope of affection. So that love is what bound Krishna. So Krishna is unable to free himself because he's been bound by the rope of love. You see? So which means that person who frees everyone from the bondage of material existence, but is unable to free himself from the bondage of love of his devotees. So that's the difference here. So the poet say, "You caught the terrible noose of Yamaraj. You sever the dreadful noose of material existence, and you slash everyone's material bondage. But you are unable to cut the knot fastened by your own loving devotees." You know. So Krishna, he cut the rope of material existence of everyone, but the rope of affection by his devotees is unable to cut. So therefore, Krishna praying, love of Krishna is the that's why Vrindavan, here in Vrindavan, the ruling factor in Vrindavan is prem, is love. That's the ruling factor. Is the love that is there between Krishna, you know, and his devotees. That they just get to stop that. This fellow here is making that noise. That fellow. The one who's lying down. So, you know, Therefore, I said that Krishna is a Vrindavana Parityagya. Haribo, stop that. Stop your telephone, you're playing something. He's playing the noise. What's he playing? So, he mentioned that Vrindavana Parityagya Pandaikana Gachate, that Krishna in Vrindavan, he doesn't go out of Vrindavan. He does not go out. He's always in Vrindavan. Why? Because Vrindavan is where there is love. There's love and affection in Vrindavan. Other places, Krishna is always in Vrindavan. So which means, when we hear of Krishna of Mathura, or Krishna's Dwarka, it's a different Krishna. It's not the same Krishna. The Acharya said, one Krishna is perfect when he's in Dwarka. When he's in Mathura, he's more perfect. But when he's in Vrindavan, he's most perfect in Vrindavan. He's most perfect. So therefore, of course, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had said that yes, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajas, that if you want to worship Lord Krishna, then we have to worship Krishna. That the best form of worship is the worship of Lord Krishna. And the best method is by that method which is adopted by the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis. That's the best method. So Mahaprabhu said that yes, we have to follow, because the Brijabasis, they love Krishna. So all these activities, all these narrations that we are reading of how the gopis, they are complaining that Krishna is stealing his passing stool and things like that, they're not doing it because they're really angry with Krishna. This is just expression of their love for Krishna. Because as they are complaining to Mother Yashoda, they are looking at Krishna's face. You know? They are looking at his face, such a beautiful face. And then they just become so charged with the ocean of transcendental bliss, and then they'll be laughing, you know, not that. You know, they'll be laughing. They'll be smiling that, oh, what a wonderful thing is this. What a wonderful thing is this. So therefore, this narration of Bhagavatam about the Krishna's wonderful activities, this is the treasure of devotees. This is devotees' treasure, that we absorb ourselves in hearing all this wonderful lila of the Lord. Okay, so it's 9 o'clock. So if there is any question or comments, I'm going to stop here. Anybody want to say something? Anything? Everybody's able to hear me? Is it? Did I come out okay? Okay. Anyway, thank you very much. So let's absorb ourselves in Krishna Katha and remove all those, you know, bothering, all those things that always bother us in our heart. And then our life will be successful in Krishna consciousness. Jaya Granth Rashmi Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.